Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today's Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for making my parents stay at a hotel?
No. I'm out. Can I abstain? Nope.
You cannot abstain.
I'm getting a phone call. I gotta go.
You cannot abstain. All right.
My kid is FaceTiming me. Nope. They missed. They woke up late. They missed the bus.
You're a liar.
I'm in a crisis mode.
DZ,
I gotta go.
Be quiet and deal with it with us. Come on. We gotta do this.
Fine.
Am I the jerk for making my parents stay at a hotel? Allie and DZ. By the way, you can always email us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. We also get them sent to our Facebook and our Instagram DMs, and eventually they get found.
We'll get there.
Yep. All right. He says, Allie and DZ, I moved to Milwaukee about 7 years ago for a job.
Nice.
I grew up in Minneapolis. I have an apartment and I live with my girlfriend who I plan on marrying in the next 5 years. We've talked about this. Her and I obviously sleep in the same room, and then we have a guest room. Stop it. Oh, stop
they
it.
They sleep in the
same room? Okay, stop. They live together. Would you knock it off? So we sleep together in the same room, and then we have a guest room. But every time my parents come to visit, I make them stay at a hotel. And I've done this my whole adult life, and I don't think it's strange. And I don't think my parents think it's strange. My girlfriend said, why are they not staying with us? I told her because there's plenty of hotels for them to stay at.
Wow.
She said it's a totally jerky move to not have my parents stay with us. She wants to get to know them. Am I the jerk for making my parents stay at a hotel when they come to visit? This is interesting. My parents, I could never imagine sending them to a hotel. Like, they've always stayed with me. Even when there's no room, they will stay with me. You know what I mean? We figure it out. We set up a futon. A kid moves to a mattress. You figure it out. You move rooms. They get a kid's room. I can't imagine making my parents stay at a hotel.
Here's the thing, though.
What?
I've also made my parents stay at a hotel.
All right, never mind.
Okay.
Maybe this was a bad idea. Why?
This is why I didn't want to go there. I'm sorry.
You're not the only one.
Listen.
I know a guy who used to do this, and I always thought it was weird.
Listen, Linda, listen. I know Colombian family, strong.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Todo eso, all that.
All of a sudden, there's too many people in your house?
But
give me a break.
Listen, Linda, listen.
You made your parents stay at a hotel.
It was mine and Aaron, my wife, then just girlfriend. Not just, but you know what I mean.
I know.
We were in college. It was our first apartment off campus.
Oh, that's...
It was technically a two-bedroom, but it was... The second bedroom
was
our living room.
I was going to say, oh, you were in college. That's okay. And now I'm like,
We were off campus. We had our private bedroom, right? But the only other place to stay was our living room. We didn't have any air mattresses. It would have been my mom, my dad,
you made your
my
parents
little
stay at a
sister.
Hotel.
My parents needed a shower. They needed a better place to be able to chill. They were going to be there for about like two I think it was a 2-day thing.
I was going to say, just drive back and forth then, man.
At that point,
they were going to be in Sheboygan.
They were going to be in Sheboygan. They didn't want to make the complete drive.
They stayed in a hotel
about 20-ish, 25 minutes away because there's no close hotel. It's not like you're just going to pull up and find a La Quinta at the corner. You know, you feel me? Like, they had to stay at the Red Roof in town.
It's either that or Blue Harbor. You're going to a damn resort.
Facts,
and that's
though.
Not cheap.
And they wasn't doing that.
Oh, man. All right.
Y'all heard me say I'm Colombian, right?
What is this guy's name? We haven't been giving them names, you guys. We got to get back to that. He wants to know if he's the jerk for making his parents stay at a hotel. He's got a 2-bedroom apartment with his girlfriend. He's lived here for 7 years, grew up in Minneapolis. They're coming to visit. And he always makes them stay in a hotel. And the girlfriend's like, why?
Why? I agree with the girlfriend,
though. I do, too, because I think it's weird. I'm telling you, when I lived with a guy, my parents would come to town and we'd figure it out. I know what you're saying.
For us, it was 100% space efficiency, though. We weren't going to make none of my parents sleep on the couch. Or my little sister, she could sleep on the floor for all I care. It's my little sister. But we weren't going to make my parents sleep on the floor, sleep on, you know, a janky old air mattress that we didn't have and would have had to borrow. We thought it was easier if they had a nice little hotel for them to shower, be able to relax, get a good night's sleep.
Did you pay for it?
No.
Neither did this guy, see? All right, 414-533-1037. I say jerk. DZ says not the jerk.
Clearly.
You never know the circumstances.
Clearly.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we didn't give him a name, this guy. He wants to know if he's the jerk for making his parents stay at a hotel when they come to town from Minneapolis. He lives with his girlfriend in a 2-bedroom, and she's like, why aren't they staying in our guest room?
Can't stay Chris.
Fantastic.
Can't stay Chris.
That works for me. Let's go to Kaylee in Watertown. We're going to start with her this morning. Hi, Kaylee. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. You going jerk or not the jerk this morning?
I say not the jerk.
Go on.
There it is. Okay.
So, okay, it's a 2-bedroom apartment, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, that's why it's jerky to make them stay in a hotel, don't you think, Kaylee? I don't understand.
They got the extra room.
I'm sure 2-bedroom apartments, they're not that big. And
it's not the point.
I mean, the parents haven't cared. It doesn't sound like the parents really care either.
True.
None of them were there until one of the outside friends, it sounds like, was bringing it up.
Well, let me guess, Kaylee, you live in Watertown. Do your parents live in Watertown?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm realizing that unless you live away from your parents, this might not work for people.
This might not work, yeah.
Because I moved away, so my parents come, but, like, it's different, you know, if you grew up here.
My dad lives in Michigan.
Nice.
So I take that back.
Okay.
And they do come to visit sometimes.
And?
They definitely stay in a hotel because I have 4 children. And
your parents don't want to come. They're like, no, because then we're going to get stuff helping.
That's the only reason they come. They don't come for you.
We go visit them at the hotel and then we swim.
Yep. I knew it. Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
Now we're talking.
See, y'all do it different, though. That's smart.
This guy doesn't have kids. They are not going to use their floaties, this guy and
his
girlfriend.
They're not going to swim with grandma and grandpa.
They're not downtown.
They could go sit in a hot tub.
It's okay. True. Fair enough.
If you're at Blue Harbor,
I'm not sitting in a hot tub with my boyfriend's parents.
hey, some people kick it with their in-laws like that.
Yeah.
Kaylee kicks it off, says, right. You know what, not the jerk.
Thanks, Kaylee. Yes. Love you.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Let's go to Nick and Tosa because Nick feels the opposite this morning. Nick said it's a total jerk move. Hi, Nick.
Morning. Hi, good morning.
Nick, I'm with you. Jerk move, right? Making your parents.
I think it's a jerk move, yeah. As much as I wish my in-laws would stay in a hotel, I still think it's kind of a jerk move. I mean, I'm not going to be the one to force them.
You know what? And that is well said. And that's family for you. We don't love them, but we do love them, but we don't like them. We let them come stay with us sometimes when we don't want to because it's family.
Nick said if they offer it for themselves, I'll let them do it.
Yeah.
But,
absolutely.
You know.
100%. Yeah. Okay. I also just moved from a 2-bedroom, 2-bath to a... two-bedroom, one bath.
Okay, on purpose?
Now I got to share.
Well, you know.
He said, I'm not doing all that.
Oh, man.
So would you throw hints?
We still share.
That's what he's saying. I still deal with it.
He'd throw hints, though. He'd be like, I mean, it would be tight, you know, for everybody to shower on time and, you know, for us to hang out appropriately did want to get a hotel. I'm not saying you got to, but maybe.
I lived this life, too, where I lived in a two-bedroom with a boyfriend in my 20s, and my parents came to town, and we hosted them every time. Yeah. You know, like, I can't imagine.
Not doing that.
But I do draw the line at hot tubbing with them.
See, Nick knows. Nick knows.
He said, I'll take a dip, but not the hot tub.
I don't even want him here. And now I got to go in the hot tub with him? Give me a break. All right, Nick, thanks for calling.
Get out of here, man. Thanks, bro.
Talk about, he's speaking for many husbands right now, let me tell you.
Yes, sir.
The question on Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for making my parents stay at a hotel when they come to town? Can't stay, Chris wrote in. And he's like, no. So let's go to Elizabeth and Waldo. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you're the tiebreaker today.
Not the jerk.
Oh, hey, DZ, you win. Unbelievable.
Let Elizabeth speak. Go ahead.
She must be the jerk who makes her parents stay at a hotel. So she says, not the jerk.
Yeah, they're my parents.
They're my parents. With a chest.
She's like, that's my boyfriend that wrote in.
And that's why she's doing it, because it's her parents.
I don't know if it is.
The in-laws, you'd be nicer to.
My parents live in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So they live, 1,800 miles away?
Very far. Yep.
So when they come to visit, they're coming for, 8 days to 2 weeks.
Sure.
They're here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small house. My father-in-law currently lives with us and has lived with us indefinitely for the last 18 months.
That changes everything.
See, girl, when you start elaborating.
You already are hosting the in-laws.
You're not the jerk.
Even when it was just my husband and I. Hold on, Catherine. Sorry, we're at school drop-off.
Thank you, Catherine.
Even when it was just my husband and I. And my parents did stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
We decided when it was just the two of us before kids, it probably would be better. There were only so many butts per toilet that is acceptable for more than a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? At least you and your husband were on the same page, if you want me to be honest.
Oh,
because a lot of people feel this way. They don't want their parents coming, their in-laws staying with them. And I know these people, and it's people like Elizabeth and Waldo, who's like, no, we're good. They're coming for 2 weeks. They can stay at the hotel.
They can stay at the hotel. We'll come and visit. If they want to maybe do an overnight A night, fine. Mm-hmm. Grandbabies, take them as much
pressure.
As you want.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they'll come and hang out and give us a night off, and we'll go out.
Yep.
But there's no pressure.
No pressure.
You're not having to put on a show every morning, every night.
Keep
them entertained. You don't feel obligated
to stay up late. Because I'm like, I don't put on a show.
No, these are her parents, and she's going, these are her parents. She's going,
you know people from Dallas? You know people from Dallas? It's always a show.
Yeehaw.
Oh, I forgot. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. grab him a Coke and make sure it's a Sprite. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Elizabeth, thank you for calling. Have a great day. Bye, Catherine.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Bye, Catherine. Yeah,
bye.
Wow. So it worked out to not the jerk then.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Not the jerk.
Wow.
For making your parents stay in a hotel, even though you have an extra bedroom.
Consider me shocked.
I am shocked.
Wow.
I'm shocked too.
Y'all hate your parents. You guys hate your parents. Wow.
I mean, even when I don't like my parents, I still let them stay. Jeesh.
My mom can stay as long as she wants.
That's what I'm saying.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They I'll come leave and before move in. My mom does.
Thank you. I leave too before my parents leave. Thank
All of
you.
A sudden, I got overnight work trips. I'm like, nope, crazy. Nah, me and Allie got to do this thing, and then me and the Bucks got to go.
Oh, see you in a day.
All of a sudden, I'm traveling with the team to away games. I'm like, nah.
We're good.
Nah, well, can't do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.